May only the gospel be spoken, may only the gospel be heard, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. It seemed so funny at the time. What a concept. An animated sitcom about a family in the 21st century. George Jetson, his boy Elroy, daughter Judy, Jane, his wife. Although Jane is mentioned last, you know, the name you hear last is the one that you remember. That was almost 60 years ago that she came into our homes. And while I am still waiting for flying cars, so many of those absurd visions of what would be really have come to pass. But did we, well, I will use I statements. I never thought that whole video telephone thing would ever be a reality. It was so funny, and I laughed out loud as a kid at the very thought that someone would have to put on a false face in order to receive a video phone call from someone who could see me at 6 a.m. Ha, ha, ha. Who knew that Jane Jetson would be one of my role models for how to get my act together for morning Zoom calls in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic? But Jane Jetson is not my only role model. Our second reading is a virtual, no pun intended, a virtual who's who of women in the faith who have led the way for others. Some are named: Phoebe, Priscilla, Aquila, Mary, Junia, Julia, and some are only lifted up by their role in the faith formation of the men whose names are mentioned. They are mothers, sisters, or other relatives. And then there are the women named in Luke's gospel in chapter 8, verses 1, 2, and 3. The 12 were with him, as well as some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward, Cusa, and Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. Women sustained Jesus' ministry out of their own finances, out of their own financial resources. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were literally the first ones to receive the good news of Jesus' resurrection and were charged and sent out to spread that good news. Though for centuries the church sought to stifle that calling by excluding women from officially sharing the good news in the assembly. But here we are, in the 21st century, celebrating something that was as far-fetched and hilarious in my lifetime as a video telephone. I'm sure it seemed so funny at the time, and for those for whom it was not funny, it was heretical. A woman pastor? Psst, no way. But there were several 20th century daughters in the faith I am blessed to call as colleagues and friends, such as the Reverend Gwendolyn King, one of the first women to be ordained into any Lutheran church body. The Reverend April Larson, the first woman to be elected bishop of an ELCA synod. The Reverend Patricia Davenport, the first African-American woman to be elected bishop of an ELCA synod. The list is longer than I have time to acknowledge, but these women are among the many vessels through whom we know and see the presence of Christ. And yes, we wait and pray for other brothers and sisters of the faith in other traditions to catch the Spirit's fire and be open to God's unconditional love for all people. Because regardless of sex or gender identity or color or whatever the church at times has used to divide and confuse, built on the rock of the crucified and risen Christ, the church still stands and is always being reformed, even in the midst of a pandemic. As we wrestle with what it means to be church together when we are apart and cannot be together, the power of the resurrection pierces our locked rooms through 21st century technology that could not be imagined by many people. God is always making a way out of no way. And through love, understandings, and acceptance of our limitations in the midst of our lives being turned upside down, we can catch glimpses of the kingdom breaking in. Maybe, just maybe, through all of this, we might truly understand that peace that passes all understanding and be lights for those who only know darkness. May God grant us the holy vision to see the Christ in all who bear God's redeeming word, regardless of the vessel in which that word comes. Amen.